4DOS, calling CQ, Delivery HDMeter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG2, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight, and we'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our echo link stations. We've got a couple of echo link stations up. Now I'd like to say good evening to KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick down there in Rome, Georgia, and AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus up there in Newland, North Carolina. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda and her husband Don. KG4PFI, they're down there in Piedmont. For LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KD4HEY, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, she's up there at Traveler's Rest. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's down in Simpsonville. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in on the function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I've got a couple of Echo Link stations up now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Net control, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4SID. Name is Craig. I'm located in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4SID. That's Mr. Craig over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you are doing well. Got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Earl, if you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message here, young man. Love to get you logged in on my log tonight. We'll give you another chance in just a moment or two. But in the meantime, we'll go up to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Please tell Joy I said hello. Check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4, Western Greenland County, Vina Vina, 73 to you and all the net.
Or DUS. Mary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's with Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Cal 4, DOS, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. You can check in W4AAW, Whiskey 4, Alpha Alpha Whiskey. This is Dennis over in Hart County. Be negative and negative.
Whiskey I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4WG4MC. Sorry about that, Matt. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Then we had KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope both of y'all are, all three of y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And W4AAW, that's Mr. Dennis down there in Hart County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you are doing well. Dennis, did I get all that right? All right, we got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Mr. Gary, kindly check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lingua Tango. That's KC4PLT in Pendergrass, Georgia. And it's been hot down here. I'm going to do something different. I ain't going to say negative, negative. I'm just going to say I'm listening and listening, Gary. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT, Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia, where he's listening and listening tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Keep on picking there, young man. Hope you are doing well. Let's see here. Let's go back over to the RF check-ins and the Mike Through Papa group, M Through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. Good evening to you and Joy. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Tom.
Chris? Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Sounding good tonight there, Chris. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And then we got N0TR, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope she's doing well, and the chickens and everybody else over your way. And then we got JC4STR. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
1, please check in and out. KI4, VLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda. In Asheville.
OS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in and 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Also check in KQ4, WJT, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Juliet, Tango. And that's Seth. He's also here with me. No traffic, no table tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You would like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Randy, looking forward to seeing you up at the Ham Fest here coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And look forward to seeing you up there. Also like to say good evening N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland, and he brings along KQ4WJT, Mr. Seth. He's up there in Cleveland as well. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Shane. And Miss Beth, we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's down there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you were doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KLW, Randy, you still by?
Yes, KI4VLW.
Randy, could you give me a call tomorrow? I'll give you my phone number. You get a crayon and a piece of paper.
All right, go ahead.
864-567-1101.
864-567-1101.
Roger, roger.
What time would be a good time for me to call you?
Oh, anytime after 8 o'clock.
All righty, I'll do it.
Okay, buddy, I do appreciate it. Thank you much. And again, tell Linda we said hello. And look forward to seeing y'all on the 26th. Going back to the check-ins, let's see if we have any others in the Uniform through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. In the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, and I'll be here for chat tonight. Over.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie, Uniform Romeo, KR4CUR, Josh in Boiling Springs, no traffic.
For DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Please tell Miss Barbara we said hello. I hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Then we got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. I hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4CUR, Mr. Josh, over there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Hope you're doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KR4ACR, that's Mr. Terry over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Somebody trying to check in or not, but you're not making the repeater. You're keying it up, but that's about it. No audio, no nothing else. If you're on an HT, move around a little bit. Find you a better X where you got the best signal, and try it again. Let's see here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Beth, carrying on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, HKX, that's Patrick. Mahalma and Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy Elise I said hello.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Keller. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Looking forward to see you in a couple of weeks.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4. Echo, echo, echo. KR4EEE. Thank you for calling the nut tonight, sir. My name is Greg. I am in Hendersonville, and I am negative and negative, but I may hang around to listen. Thanks again.
Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack down here in Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a great one.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Looking forward to seeing you up there at the Hamfest in Waynesville. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while. Also, like to say good evening, KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg. He's up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack. He's up there at Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Sounding good, as always, from Rock Hill. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Minister Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us today, Warren. Hope you are doing well. Look forward to seeing you Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the test session over at the Red Cross building. Hope you are doing well, and look forward to seeing you there. Let's move on to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Wes? Wes, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. It's Paul over in Greenville. Be negative, negative. And hope you guys have a great night tonight.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
And Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. James, you missed it by one tonight there, young man. Mr. Paul got the door prize. Next up is KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over in Greenville. Paul, you won the door prize. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. And I do hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Donna that we said hello. And K3JOY, I mentioned her a bunch of times. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's on the phone with her sister up in Statesville, North Carolina. So that might be on the phone when I get off the net tonight. Who knows? Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The big group, bet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. I4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, Mobile in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's mobile tonight over there in Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Please be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you. Hope you are doing really well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry, over here in Easley, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency, and I'm bringing along my two brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville, and also KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHF. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Larry brings along his two brothers in 9TEC, that's Mr. Randall, and KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie, he's down in Goose Creek, and via telephone relay. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Tell Randall and Charlie we said hello. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello and hope all of y'all are doing well. We got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Earl, if you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message and I'll get you checked into the log that way. Love to get you in the log tonight there, young man. But give you one more opportunity to try it again over there.
Yes, please check in KR4BCJ. Kind of new to this particular technology, not new to the airways, but appreciate the opportunity to stop by. That's it.
This is KR4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KR4BCJ. That's Mr. Earl. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Sounding good. You got that Echo Link set up right, and it sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me there, young man. But again, do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary? Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. I'm already checked in. This is Ben coming from downtown Greenville. Say hello to the net over RF.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4ZEW. Mr. Ben, down there in Simpsonville. Ben, you didn't make my pre-net check-in list this evening. I'm going back over it now just to make sure, but you ain't got checked in with me, so I'm glad you checked in via RF tonight there, young man.
I'm pretty regular about it, but I must have missed it today. So, good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Check me in then.
Thanks for being here and hope you are doing well. You be careful out there. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. If we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. It does other things other than being a world clock. It's got shows of gray line and all sorts of neat stuff. He says it's brand new and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual-band HT. He says it's new in the box, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He said this HF amplifier, new, costs $1,400. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. Fellow has three new matched 811A tubes. He said they cost $150. He said to make an offer on those. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. It's an MFJ 962, a 1.5 kW manual antenna tuner. He said new, it cost $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-570D. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $500 for it. Is anyone in any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron 70-amp power supply. This power supply runs on 220 volts. He says it's brand new, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner. He did not give me the model number on this, but he would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. It comes with a top hat, a 6-foot stinger, and a truck mount. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is looking for, got a fellow looking for someone to repair his MFJ994C automatic antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. It's an Astron SS18. That's a switching power supply. It has 13.8 volts, 18 amps. He said it looks and works as new. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Map is for sale. Fella has a 12 to 15 foot roof mount tower. It's just a little short tower that mounts on your roof. He says made out of aluminum boat mainly. He's got all the parts to it. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. That's the high-powered HF amplifier. It has the 572B tubes in it. He's got changed out all the rocker switches and the LED lights. And he would like $700 for it. Has anyone done any fuels? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power pole distribution strip. Has anyone done any fuels? And we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Striker SR955HPC Plus. That's a 10-meter transceiver, puts out 100 watts. He would like $400 for it, or he would trade it for a Zyu G90. Does anyone do any fuels? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything new or take anything off, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins before we start to write you? Call KI4DOS. On a clean, shiny, dry step is KA2AXQ. That's Mr. Ken over there at Pickens. Ken, what have you and Miss Barbara been up to there, young man?
KOS in the group, KA2AXQ. Well, not much to snow, but I'll tell you one thing. I've got a Dodge Durango. It's 21 years old, and I never knew it, and who would have thought, but there are three fuse boxes in the Dodge Durango. There's one under the hood, which is the master fuse box for the whole system, but then there is a fuse box for the right-hand side of the truck, and a fuse box for the left-hand side of the truck. was really weird because my left headlight went out a long time ago, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. I changed pigtails and everything else. And I was just looking on the web here, and it had come up and said, well, it's probably in the third fuse box. And sure enough, that's where it was, or...
Oh, my goodness. That is a... Yeah, not knowing your vehicle, I guess. When I bought my pickup, I bought the service manuals to go with it, and they're pretty well complete. Don't have everything in them, but they cover just about everything. You know, maybe if you'd had a service manual, you'd have known it had three fuse boxes. Yeah, I hate working on something that you start tearing your hair out. You think, well, yeah, I got light out, so I'll just replace the bulb. And you do that, and that don't work, so you replace the pigtail, thinking it might be that. And, oh, gosh, you just keep on and keep on, you know. I hate changing parts. I really do. But I'm glad that you got that figured out and got that problem solved there, young man.
In fact, I've been looking for the Chilton's manual for this truck for years. I think it's, you know, when they crushed all the 2004 automobiles, that probably my owner's manual must have been in one of those glove compartments, but I had it at two different shops, and they couldn't figure it out either. But anyway, we got it going. Over.
I take it to two shops, and neither one of them could fix it. But well, I think you said that yours was 21 years old. I was trying to figure out. Mine's a little older than yours. Mine's a 96. And, yeah, it's got over 327,000 on it and still going strong, and I get it and go anywhere. But I've got pretty well kept the maintenance up on that. It's got a little problem now that I've been scratching my head on. I changed a bunch of stuff out, and I've got a... check engine light, and it's showing, it says it's too rich on bank one and too rich on bank two. Well, I've changed out the fuel rail, the pressure regulator, the injectors, the fuel pump, and the fuel filter. So I don't know, I may have gotten, I didn't have that light until I made all these changes. I was just doing a routine service on it, routine for me anyway. And I may have gotten a bad pressure regulator or something of that nature. I don't have a pressure gauge, a fuel pressure gauge. I've got two other pressure gauges, but they're not for fuel. So I've got the... find me a fuel pressure gauge and hook it up and see how the fuel pressure reads. Hooked it up to the scanner, and the scanner said everything's pretty well within parameters. But my scanner doesn't cover everything that these guys in the shops have.
Now, let me ask, is that the pickup truck that you can take a 22 caliber bullet and use it as a fuse and a fuse box? Over.
That's got a little blade fuses in it.
I saw on Mythbusters one time, they had a pickup truck, an older pickup truck, and you could take a 22 caliber bullet and use it as a fuse, but if it overheated, it would go off. And they tested it, and it actually did go off, Robert.
I don't know why you put a live round in there anyway, Ken, but you know, those 22 rounds aren't that
hard to take apart and dump the powder out of, and you can hit that rim fire and get rid of the primer and use the brass as a fuse. But, you know, I guess that's one way to, you know, if you got a bad short or something causes it to blow that fuse, you know, it's got to get hot. So I can see where it would make it go off.
And another thing about the Dodge Durango, you cannot jump it with another automobile. You have to put a charger on the battery and completely charge the battery before you can get it to start. I tried using my wife's car to charge the battery, and I left it running for like 2.5 hours, and it did absolutely nothing. But as soon as I hooked that charger up to it and put it on in the start mode, boy, that truck fired right up and run beautiful, over.
For safety purposes, maybe, you know, a lot of folks don't know how to jump a vehicle off. You don't necessarily hook the jumper cables from battery post to battery post. That's not always a good idea. I always try to find a good spot on the frame, and, you know, if for the negative terminal, and put positive terminal on the battery itself. And that seems to work pretty well, but I haven't had that problem with my truck. I've jumped it off with the car before. I left my 2-meter radio on there for about 3 days and went out there and tried to crank a truck, and it just wouldn't do it. So I had to put the jumper cables over and charge my battery up a little bit to get it started. But once it fired off, it charged itself, of course. Yeah, the alternator was putting out the way it was supposed to. But, you know, when you pull in at night, make sure your radios are turned off. You have to hook straight to the battery because they will drain it.
You know, I saw a really funny video on YouTube. It was like a candid camera show. And they had these two cars sitting on the curb facing each other so they could charge the battery. And they had people walking by, and they stopped the guy and asked him if he could help them because they couldn't get the car to start. And he looks at the car, and he says, sure. And he reaches down, and he unhooks the battery cables from the car that had run down battery. He walks around to the driver's side of the car. He lifts the windshield wiper off of the window and hooks the jumper cable to the windshield wipers, and the guy in the car hit the can. Car started right up, over.
I got 4 DOS at a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I guess if it works, it works. This is a true story, Ken. Truck got stuck under a bridge. The trailer was too high to go under an underpass. And guy was out there scratching his head, trying to figure out the place he had to get to was just on the other side of the bridge. And he said, I don't know how in the world, you know, I said, I don't know of another way to get in there. And this little 12-year-old kid on a bicycle pulled up and says, all you got to do is let the air out of your tires and it'll go under there.
I've seen that 2 times in my life. Once when I was about 10 years old, I saw a policeman letting air out of his tires on a guy's truck so he could get under a railroad overpass. And then another time I saw it up in Greenville, over.
It works. You know, that's like hooking the windshield wiper. Yeah, you do what you have to get the results you want.
I have another question regarding one of our silent keys. Jack, I think you know who I'm talking about from over in 6 Mile, he had a bunch of repeaters going, and they had a fire up on top of 6 Mile Mountain, and that took out the commercial radio station that they had, the Christian radio station, and the repeater up there. Now, if anybody on the net here knows any updates on that, I appreciate hearing about it because that was a good system for if you're over in Oconee area. Over.
Hello, is it Scott? I don't know if you know Scott or not. I can't. His call escapes me for the moment. But if I think of it, I'll let you know. Scott is, you know, he's a custodian of that repeater. And he said that they were going to get it back up and running. I know Pickens Group had one up there that got destroyed, or had more than one. They had two of them, I think, or maybe three. But they said they would get theirs back up and running. Now, whether Scott gets his back up and running or not, I don't know. I do know that the Jack's repeater that was on Nancy, or the repeater that's on Nancy Mountain, went to K4RM, Fred, because it was on his property. And Jack said if something happened to him, he got the repeater in the tower and all of that. And, you know, he would have to be the one to maintain it. The other repeaters that he had, I don't know off of. He had a bunch of them. They had one in Greenwood, and I had one up in Marietta, and I don't know where all that he had them. But I miss old Jack. I really do.
He also had one at the 911 center down there in Livonia, Georgia, just across the state line. And then let me think, there was another one someplace. Oh, Strawberry Mountain. I can't remember his name, but he comes on here. He logs in here all the time. It's on his property. But anyway, I was just curious because, you know, I've got the two radios sitting here, and I've never heard anybody on the other one since the fire up there. Over.
Run into Scott. I'll ask him, and I'll get back in touch with him. But that's all I know. I don't know if there's anybody out there that might have any more information than that.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I don't know if you have anybody else to interact with you, but I'll let you go just in case so I don't keep you up all night like I did once before. But we'll talk to you later, Gary, and thank you very much for all the information. It's been fun talking with you, and it's always fun sitting and having coffee with you someplace. And someday we're going to do that for real. Anyway, this is KA2AXQ, 10 in Pekin, South Carolina. Back to net control. Thank you, sir.
Well, I was over in Pickens, and I started to call you the other day. I had to go over to the Be Well Honey place over there and pick up some stuff. And, you know, that's where I get all my, I'm not advertising for those folks, so don't take it that way. But that's where I buy a lot of my bee supplies and stuff at, and honey and other stuff. But I was over there, and I got to thinking, I said, well, you know, I want to pick up the phone and call Ken. I'm this close. And I didn't do it because I didn't know, oh, gosh, what time was it? It was about 10 o'clock. And I didn't know if you were up and about or what. What would be a good time to get over that way, Ken?
Any time, really, because I'm usually up till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I go to bed and get up about 6. So any time is fine. I'll always answer the phone. Over.
Okay, buddy. Well, next time I'm over in that area, I'll give you a call, and we'll go out and get us a cup of coffee or something. A cup of coffee, a glass of iced tea, or whatever it calls for. You know, as hot as it's been, might get a milkshake. Who knows? But enjoyed talking with you again this evening, Ken. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. Please tell Miss Barbara we said hello and hope y'all have a great evening, what's left of it. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And up is KR4CUR, Mr. Josh, over there in Bowling Springs. Josh, what have you been up to today there, young man?
C-U-R. Josh, you still with us?
Ain't got nobody else.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey. All right, please. Got me all choked up here. Please tell me, end it out again. N4NLR, number 4, nothing like radio. Course name is Jim. Location still the same, Greenville, South Carolina. And hope you're doing well. So,
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Jim, you kind of like me. You can't disguise your voice where nobody can wouldn't recognize you on the radio. You and I have been talking for years. Don't know if I've ever laid eyes on you or not, but one of these days we'll have an eyeball QSO, and that'll be a treat. But we might have met already. I can't remember. But my forgetter's working better every day, Jim.
I know. My forgetter seems like it's getting better every day. Even though I can't remember some things, but some days, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but when you get older, I don't know how to describe it, just start slipping a little bit. It's like a transmission slipping or something. You think, well, I was going to do this, and I should have done that, but I didn't either. So, yeah, it happens, I think. I think that's just part of getting old.
You know, that's all I can say for it. But, well, it's okay. We're still on this side of the dirt, which is the main thing.
Rolling plane down, we're still right side up.
Yep.
What did you like? Do anything major or just watch people blow up fireworks?
Yeah, I sat out here on my front porch and watching all these people wasting all that money on all these big fireworks they had.
Pretty much all we done too. We did drive downtown Greenville, and of course, I mean, we only live a short distance from downtown, and so we went downtown and watched some pretty nice-looking fireworks. They looked real good. We got down there just wanted to set them off, so they did a pretty good show on the fireworks.
Said y'all had fun on the 4th. Glad everybody was safe. That's the main thing. Everybody around here seemed to be watching their P's and Q's, and nobody had fireworks blow up on them that I know about. So all is good. You know, my dogs didn't like it too good, but that's okay. You know, they'll get used to it. Maybe if they don't, it won't matter anyway.
About animals, I mean, they hear and they don't know where to run, what to do. So that's really, I guess, everyone's encouraged to keep their furry friends inside for a little while, at least until midnight, I guess. I don't know. Just depends on the animal and what they like to do and don't like to do. But anyway, we ain't got much to give. I'll just try to see if you still have the net going on. Just got in here just a little bit ago, and I heard you calling for somebody, so I'll just chime in and say, I'm here. All right, well, let me let you see if you've got any more check-ins. I don't know if I'm the last of the Mohegans or what, but anyway, go and see if you can round up a few more check-ins, okay? 732, enjoy. N4NLR, good evening, okay?
Thanks for coming in and checking in with us. Enjoyed the QSO. Hadn't done that in a long time. But y'all take care over there. Stay warm and stay cool, I guess. It's not winter time, so we'll stay cool in the summer heat. And y'all stay well. Appreciate you being with us. And again, I enjoyed the QSO. Send me through, my friend. Do I have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up, I reckon, for this evening. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge tomorrow night. Come back and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. There you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 61 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land.
that checked in with me. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.